Yesterday was the annual Chamber of Commerce Golfapalooza. It was held at Willinger's Golf Club. We have the Chamber President joining us right now, Todd Bornhauser. Good morning, Todd. How you doing?
Hey, Jeff. I'm fine. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, good, good. A long, fun day yesterday.
Well, yeah, we were very fortunate. Mother Nature was raining in the morning, but it quit raining about 10 o'clock. It just made the prep work a little bit more difficult for our committee, but weather was just fantastic all day.
They did a wonderful job. We had a big turnout this year as well.
Yep, had a total of 120 golfers out there.
Okay.
And then we had almost every hole had somebody out there, running a game or greeting golfers as they were going through. So yeah, it was a really, really fun event.
Yeah, that I like that, where you go to each hole and there's somebody new there. Some of them you've met, some of them you haven't. Old friends, new friends. And if you are a chamber member and you're sitting there all day, you get to meet everybody. That's a lot of fun. The 120 people just parade right past you and they're all in good moods.
Most of them, if the beer cart has come around long enough times. But yeah, it really is nice. And, there's always that one person that says, the tournament's too long, and I always look at it and say it's a fundraiser. If you want a serious tournament, you should be heading out to the Northfield Golf Club and participating in one of theirs. But otherwise, it really is about networking, getting to know people, and there are members that this is the only thing they come to, bring a team. So it's a great opportunity for some of our other members really to get out and see some people they may not normally see throughout the year.
And being a chamber function, so many businesses, Northfield is fortunate in that we have a very strong and vibrant business community, and very, I don't want to say close knit, because I guess we're open to everyone, but there is a feeling, I think, among chamber members that there's some pride in being here in Northfield. They support so many causes, and they really come out for this one as well.
Yeah, for some of us, we could be playing two or three tournaments a week. Jeff, I'm sure you know that as well.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of great causes out there. I'm very thankful that our members find value in this and step up to the plate and really participate in it. If we didn't have the sponsors and sponsorship, it would not be a success. And so I have to turn around and say, thank you to all of our members who do sponsor and not only play golf, but give door prizes, do other things, but actually just sponsor the event as well.
There's a couple of sponsors in particular that were the tournament sponsors yesterday. Professional Pride Realty. Pete Mergens and his whole staff down there sponsor this event. They sponsor the Home and Garden Show. They really step up. And it's not just that. They do so many things for charity like they did at the Home and Garden Show. So what a wonderful job.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate with Professional Pride Realty and Capital Construction. Both have been major sponsors. And Capital was about 3 years ago or 4 years ago started that. And, and we're willing to share that spotlight with Professional Pride Realty as well. And so, again, yeah, you're right. Pete does a lot. Capital also involved as well. So, Pete in many different events is the major sponsor.
Yeah, and Capital Construction in recent years has really stepped up, and they have been huge and do a wonderful job. And both are great businesses, too.
They really are. Yeah. They really are. So we're real fortunate from that standpoint of having them here and being part of this. So.
Yeah. You had some giveaways last night.
Yeah, I was driving in, listening to Amelie's stories this morning, and said, I need to stop in and see how our big winner last night in the raffle was. Do you know who won that big prize?
Yeah,
in the raffle?
As a matter of fact.
Who was that?
Yeah, it was Johnson.
Yeah. Jeff has a nice big television.
Yeah,
he's going to be able
Man. I tell you, you're going to get me at all the chamber events. I mean, the Wall of Wine last year as well.
That is right. Okay, well, so, we need to start doing some auditing here or something, I guess.
Yeah, you know, for just for future planning and such, you have a guaranteed attendance of one. At least one.
Well,
a lot of me. But you had so many gifts that were donated last night, I guess it was the point I was going to make last night. Very generous.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is an event where we don't really go out and solicit our members for donations. Mm-hmm. We do that. We kind of save that for our fall gala, which will be November 2nd at the Grand. Mm-hmm. So I know I've got two tickets sold for that you'll be coming to. You don't need to let me know what the big prize is you want to win,
yeah,
so we get that taken care of for
you. Do you have maybe a car?
Yeah.
A car, a pickup truck, that's it.
Pickup truck.
Wow. Pickup truck.
Yeah, I could get one 32nd scale maybe for you. So, but yeah, so, but we still have members that are willing to donate for us as well. So it's very, very nice from that standpoint.
So. Next thing up. Crazy days.
Crazy days.
We're just a few weeks off, man. Right. It's getting to you that time of year. Summer's flying by real quick.
It is amazing to me. Next week, I got another board meeting. So, you know, that'll be half the year is gone already. Mm-hmm. So, we get a little bit of lull here, but there's enough projects that we have on the books that we'll keep busy for quite a while. So,
all right, Todd. Anything else?
Should give a shout out to our first place team, which was Chris Ecker and Ethan Finger, Chris Canelli, and Jason Enfield, and they won the tournament again for a second year in a row. And of course, if you realize. They don't get little trophies anymore. We do the Stanley Cup of Northfield.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And I forgot to pick up that trophy, so I had to make a frantic call to them to bring it so they could turn around and take it back again. So that was always fun. And then we always do a last place team prize, which was Neuger Communications. Ruthie Neuger, Madeline Rumbo, Wendy Placco, and Christine Cats, and they got some crying towels, compliments of Ziggy, so that was pretty fun, and some pretzels to go along with that. And then we also gave them an egg carton, each an egg carton full of old, used golf, lost golf balls that have been found, and I made sure that they had one of every brand that's available out there, so they can play those, figure out which one is probably their best. But we really felt they saved their best shots for another tournament.
All right, so. All right. Well, congratulations, and once again, it was all in very good fun.
It really was. But again, thanks to all of our sponsors. You can go online at the chamber and see all of our sponsors who were involved yesterday. So,
all right, Todd, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again, maybe crazy days.
Sounds great, and enjoy that TV, buddy.
All right,
thanks.
Once again, Todd Bornhaus here from the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to 95.1 The One. We've got Terry back in with local news headlines in just a couple of minutes after state news. Tim McNiff, news with a side of sports on the way.
The Army National